NRCC, Democrat Connor Lam ignores own coronavirus advice to pose with defund the police protesters. By Sean Moran on June 15, 2020. National Republican Congressional Committee, NRCC, spokesman Michael McAdams told Breitbart News in a comment on Monday that freshman swing district Democrat Representative Connor Lam, DPA, continues to ignore his own coronavirus social distancing advice to pose with defund the police protesters. During a town hall in June, one constituent asked Lam, "Why are there so many government officials encouraging protests? Yet families are still in lockdown from the coronavirus." Lam responded, saying that he will continue to practice social distancing measures. He said, "Yeah, I understand your point, Dan. And it's one that I wish we were hearing maybe a louder and clearer emphasis on the importance of continuing our social distance measures in the way we can defend ourselves from the coronavirus. If what you're asking of me is what I think about the effect of all this on coronavirus, I will continue to encourage people to follow the same guidance we've given all along, which is to avoid large crowds and large gatherings, and stay 6 feet or more away from people, and wear a mask. That stuff is all just as true today as it was 2 weeks ago. So I agree with you on the importance of continuing to do that." Emphasis added. Despite Lam's promise to practice social distancing measures, he attended a George Floyd protest and posed with protesters that held signs that read, "Make racism wrong again, defund the police, and which side of history are you on?" McAdams told Breitbart News that Lam's hypocrisy on social distancing shows why the American people do not trust politicians. Connor Lam is exactly why voters don't trust Congress. Lam demanded law-abiding citizens stay home to prevent the spread of COVID-19. But he was happy to ignore his own advice to pose with anti-cop protesters demanding to defund the police, McAdams said. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.